Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission announces schedule for assembly elections in 5 states, single-phase polling in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram between 7th and 30th of November. Elections in Chhattisgarh to be held in 2 phases on 7th and 17th of next month, counting of votes for all 5 states on 3rd December. India and Tanzania elevate ties to strategic partnership, agree on 5-year roadmap for defence cooperation. American economist Claudia Goldin awarded 2023 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for advancing understanding of women's labour market outcomes. Israel orders complete siege on Gaza Strip amid ongoing conflict with Palestinian group Hamas, several foreign nationals killed and abducted following attacks on Israel. In cricket, the league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup between New Zealand and the Netherlands underway in Hyderabad. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for assembly elections in 5 states. Polling to be held in single phase in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram between the 7th and 30th of November. Elections in Chhattisgarh to be held in 2 phases. Counting of votes for all 5 states will take place on the 3rd of December. Our correspondent has the details.
In Mizoram, the notification for assembly polls will be issued on 13th of this month and the voting will be held on 7th November. Chhattisgarh will go to poll in 2 phases. Notification will be issued on 13th and 21st of this month and people of the state will vote on 7th and 17th November. In Madhya Pradesh, notification will be issued on 21st October and the voting will take place on 17th November. Notification for Rajasthan assembly polls will be issued on 30th October and people of the state will vote on 23rd November. For Telangana Assembly polls, notification will be issued on 3rd November and voting will take place on 30th November. There are 679 assembly seats in these 5 states and 16 crore electors. Around 60 lakh first-time voters will participate in these polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, polls in these 5 states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. He assured that the commission will ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections in these 5 states.
We have concentrated on the enrollment of the young voters, PWD voters, 80 plus voters, centenarian voters and improving the election gender ratio for these states. So jo PWD hai, 80 plus and centenarian voters, all these 3 categories ko pehli baar assembly elections mein apne ghar se vote ki suvidha prapt hogi.
He said people can report any kind of electoral malpractices to the Election Commission through C-Vigil app, adding that there will be response in 100 minutes for every complaint. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The BJP today announced the names of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhni seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. The BJP also released its first list of 41 candidates for the Rajasthan Assembly polls. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajavardhan Singh Rathore is to contest from Jotwara and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Sawai Madhopur seat. The party also announced another list of 64 candidates for Chhattisgarh. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will fight from Rajnandgaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Renuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. The two leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further deepen the close and historic ties between the two countries. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. Addressing the joint media briefing with President of Tanzania following the talks, Prime Minister Modi said it is a historic day for India-Tanzania ties as the age-old friendship has been elevated to a strategic partnership.
आज का दिन भारत और तंजानिया के संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है। आज हम अपनी सदियों पुरानी मित्रता को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के सूत्र में बांध रहे हैं। आज हमने कई वैश्विक एवं क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों पर विचार विमर्श किया। हिंद महासागर से जुड़े हुए देशों के रूप में हमने मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी, पायरेसी, ड्रग ट्रैफिकिंग जैसी चुनौतियों का सामना करने के लिए आपसी समन्वय बढ़ाने पर बल दिया। इंडो पैसिफिक में सभी प्रयासों में हम तंजानिया को एक बहुमूल्य पार्टनर के रूप में देखते हैं।
Mr. Modi said India and Tanzania are working on an agreement to increase trade in local currencies. The Prime Minister said India and Tanzania have agreed on a 5-year roadmap to significantly expand defence cooperation. Through this, new dimensions will be added in areas like military training, maritime cooperation, capacity building and defence industry. He stated that the two countries are unanimous that terrorism is the most serious security threat to humanity.
भारत और तंजानिया एक मत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के लिए सबसे गंभीर सुरक्षा खतरा है। इस संबंध में हमने काउंटर टेररिज्म के क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग को बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया है।
India and Tanzania also inked 6 MOUs providing for cooperation in the digital domain, culture, sports, maritime industries and wide shipping information sharing. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal today said India has become a model investment destination. The minister was addressing a pre-event on the upcoming Global Maritime India Summit 2023 in Mumbai. Talking about the third edition of the Global Maritime India Summit 2023, Mr. Sonowal said more than 40 countries would participate in the event. He added that close to 300 MOUs are expected to be signed, leading to an investment of close to 10 lakh crore rupees and 1.5 million jobs. The Global Maritime India Summit 2023 is scheduled to be held from the 17th to the 19th of October in Mumbai. Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, is playing a crucial role in fulfilling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Addressing the 89th General Council meeting of the NCDC in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said his ministry has taken several initiatives to strengthen cooperative movement in the country. These initiatives have special focus on strengthening the primary agriculture credit societies. In Sikkim, the death toll from flash floods has reached 34, including 10 army personnel. According to the Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. Troops of Tri Shakti Corps of the Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. Meanwhile, the National Crisis Management Committee, under chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, today reviewed the situation in Sikkim. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary of Sikkim informed that road connectivity has been established in most of the areas. He further informed that as a result of improvement in weather conditions, it has become possible to start evacuation and airlifting of stranded people. 80 people have been evacuated this morning. The Director General of National Disaster Response Force briefed the committee that 6 teams have been deployed in the state for rescue and relief operations. During the meeting, Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla said the situation is being monitored 24/7 by the central government at the highest level. He said the interministerial coordination team has reached Sikkim to take stock of the situation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. American professor Claudia Goldin has won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for her comprehensive research on women's contribution to the labor market. Making the announcement today, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences 2023, officially known as the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences, has been awarded to economist Claudia Goldin for advancing the understanding of women's labor market outcomes. We have a report.
Claudia Golden provided the first comprehensive account of women's earnings and labour market participation throughout the centuries. Her research reveals the causes of change and the main sources of the remaining gender gap. She showed that female participation in the labour market did not have an upward trend over a 200-year period, but instead formed a U-shaped curve. The participation of married women decreased with the transition from an agrarian to an industrial society in the early 19th century, but then started to increase with the growth of the service sector in the early 20th century. Golden explained this pattern as the result of structural change and evolving social norms regarding women's responsibilities for home and family. Golden, a professor at the Harvard University, is the 55th recipient of the prestigious award and only the third woman to get the prize that was first presented in 1969. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
In the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, the death toll has surpassed 1,300, with casualties on both sides. More than 1,23,000 people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip. The fighting began on Saturday after Hamas launched a surprise attack from the Gaza Strip through a barrage of rockets at Israel and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took hostages. In retaliation, the Israeli Defense Forces initiated strikes within Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege of Gaza. Mr. Gallant said the new measures will cut electricity and include a ban on admitting food and fuel. Meanwhile, several countries, including the US, France, the United Kingdom, Thailand and Nepal, have confirmed that their citizens were either killed or kidnapped in the attack on Israel. The US government has confirmed that 9 of its citizens have been killed in the conflict in Israel. Nepal said at least 10 of its nationals were also killed. As per media reports, more than 10 Britons are also feared dead or missing in Israel. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said the Israel-Palestine conflict will not create an energy issue for India. The minister was speaking after inaugurating the 26th Energy Technology Meet in New Delhi. He said the country will navigate its way through this issue.
Insofar as energy is concerned, let us be absolutely clear that the place where the action is taking place is the, in many respects, the center of the global energy industry. Okay. So we'll watch very carefully.
The key domestic share indices today ended more than 0.5% down. The Sensex of the Bombay Stock Exchange lost 483 points to close at 65,512, while the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange declined 141 points to settle at 19,512. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring you a discussion on the topic of dengue fever, causes, symptoms and preventive measures with Dr. Piyush Ranjan from Department of Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Stay tuned to Akashvani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies for the live broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact and address tomorrow the contingent of Indian athletes in New Delhi who participated in the Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. In the event, the Prime Minister will appreciate the athletes for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals at the Hangzhou Asian Games. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. In cricket, chasing a target of 323 runs set by New Zealand, the Netherlands were 198 for 7 in 41 overs in league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Black Caps posted 322 for 7 in the stipulated 50 overs. The Netherlands had won the toss and opted to bowl. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission announces schedule for assembly elections in 5 states. Single-phase polling in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram between 7th and 30th of November. Elections in Chhattisgarh to be held in 2 phases on 7th and 17th of next month, counting of votes for all 5 states on 3rd December. India and Tanzania elevate ties to strategic partnership, agree on five-year roadmap for defense cooperation. American economist Claudia Goldin awarded 2023 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for advancing understanding of women's labor market outcomes. Israel orders complete siege on Gaza Strip amid ongoing conflict with Palestinian group Hamas in cricket league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup between New Zealand and Netherlands underway in Hyderabad. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.